Good afternoon and welcome. You are listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is fucking muckin' fun day. What am I looking at here? I'm not seeing it there. Oh, we've got it. It's the 31st day of January, the last day of January, 2022. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 37 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 38 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. Still no more moisture coming. I mean, it keeps melting during the day and colder than a well digger's ass in the morning. Let's see what we're going to get into here. Convoy to D.C. 2022, American truckers to form convoy protest from California to D.C. What do you think? Is that a good idea? Well, we're going to talk about it when we return. Take your brain. It's time to go.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty, Convoy DC to DC 2022. American truckers to form convoy protest from California to DC. This is from Gateway Pundit. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. American truckers are preparing to follow the lead of their Canadian counterparts in convoy protest from California to DC. A Facebook group for the anti-vaccine mandate protest has already amassed over 50,000 people. Many American truckers joined in solidarity with the Canadians who have formed a 45-mile-long convoy of up to 50,000 truckers headed for Ottawa to protest the government's COVID vaccine mandate for drivers who cross the U.S.-Canadian border. We are part of many large groups who believe in our founding fathers. We believe everyone has a voice. We support our freedom. Help us spread the word about the group, and together we can all make a better place. God bless America, the group description reads. Just know that America is next. We've given y'all time. We've given y'all heads up. A man named Brian Von D said in a video posted to the group, "We're done with the mandates. We're done with the government telling us what to do." Many Canadians have also been posting their support for the American convoy in the group discussion. The group has not yet announced its start date. Now, you guys listen, is this a good idea? Anybody out there want to voice their opinion on this idea? No? Well, I guess we've all been watching the convoy over there in Canada, or up there in Canada, over the weekend, and, you know, they're going to go in there and they're going to park until they drop that fucking mandate. But there's a difference between the United States. Well, let's talk about history a little bit here. Back in 1875, British Lieutenant Colonel Francis Smith led 700 regulars to Lexington and Concord to confiscate guns. And he had told, I think it was General Gage of the British command, that he was going to go in, he'd be brutal. He would be so fucking brutal that the rest of the Americans would lay down their arms and walk away. And now we got to talk about the difference between the United States and Canada. They are unarmed. They are no fucking threat whatsoever. They can pull those trucks in there, and you know what I see from my readings of San Tzu, what I see here is them truckers getting to Ottawa, and they're being, you know, this and that and that, and then them giving in on the mandates. Because they want this American fucking truckers to fucking follow suit and fucking to go to Washington, D.C. and see how many people they can bring with them. You have to understand that the military, what we're calling the American military, the Americans in the military are divided. Our enemy cannot trust one another, no more than we can, because of the infiltrations into the goddamn population in this country by the communist and the fascist. They can't trust each other. So think about this. We're an army of fucking over 100 million people. I mean, probably about 150 million armed fucking goddamn. We're the biggest army to ever exist on this planet. And we're scattered over 390 million square miles. What we have been doing, the strategies we've been invoking have worked. They're working right now. So if you're facing the enemy, let's put yourself in the enemy's shoes. And if you're facing 100, the largest army on planet Earth, and they're scattered over 390 million miles, man, you're looking at quite a fucking chore, aren't you? And the people have fortified, people have got, you know, they form small groups, but they understand the infiltration possibilities, so they're staying as small groups. And then and it is having the effect it's supposed to. If they have to come to us, and every time they come to us, they're going to lose some people. And we outnumber them 1,000 to 1. For lack of operatives, they will finally bring in the Chinese, and that's when we get out the fucking big stuff and we fucking show them that we can kill them in mass. But if I'm on the other side of this fucking equation, if I'm the fucking communist and the fascist, what I want to do, because I cannot trust the military, you cannot figure which side they're going to go on. And the numbers they're putting out, you know, are lies. I have to believe that in the military, the Americans that would join with the people are more than 50% of the fucking military. So let's say that these Canadians get up there to Ottawa, and their demands get met, and then here comes, well, we're going to do it here in America. Well, the reason they're doing that up there in Canada is because they don't have no fucking guns, and I mean, and like I said again, they're no fucking threat. They can bring people in with guns and fucking mow them fucking down anytime they want. But here in America, it's a different fucking situation. What I would do, having read fucking Sun Tzu, is what I would want is to keg up as many of the fucking dissidents, the American nationals who are going to defend and fucking enforce that fucking Supreme Superior Law of December 15, 1791. I'd want to get as many of them in one place as I could. Or in two places. Now don't forget, Biden said that he would drop 3 nuclear bombs inside the continental United States on the fucking people who went against the communism. Now let's say that these truckers do take off from fucking California to D.C. and they pick up, and by the time they get there, because there's going to be people that are just going to go, you know, in their cars and shit, and they're going to be a part of it. And let's say they get a couple million of them. And they make the roadblocks where they're going to stop them back far enough from D.C. to use a tactical nuke. This doesn't take the fucking army having to trust the army. This takes, man, a small handful of fucking communists and fascists, the fucking one world motherfucking international corporate mafia. It's one shot, 2 million killed, no casualties on our side. Now, what do you think that they're wanting to do here? Because this is being promoted. I mean, this came out of nowhere and it's being promoted by, you know, fuck, they're talking about these people I've never fucking even heard of. What the hell was the guy's name? Joe something. Let me see if I can find it here. Chucky Shoima, I got there. Let's see here. Joe Rogan. And apology, you got all these guys that are, you know, quasi fucking Alex Joneses. And they're all there again. They're the ones putting this shit together. They're not us people. And I say, if you go for this fucking shit right here, you are a fucking fool. Because if there's, you know, there's millions, 40 million of us ready to fight, and we got probably 150 million armed people, and we got fucking probably enough fucking, we got a billion guns and fucking trillions, going for trillions of fucking rounds of ammo. We got enough to whip these motherfuckers 50 times over. But if we make them come to us, and over this 390 million square mile fucking country, come to us in our fortified positions at first, and then, you know, once the fighting starts, we can do things, we can gather more in small forces. But a tactical nuke would be fucking useless. What, are you going to kill fucking 30 or 40 people and just piss the fucking rest of us off until we go on the offensive? And our fucking million sniper fucking team goes to fucking work going after the head of the fucking snake. They know this. They are fucking desperate. And anybody that goes along with this thing, you remember this day, what I told you. Do not keg up. This is going to have to be a guerrilla fucking fight. They know they can't win it. Because we are scattered over 390 million square miles. I mean, they can start hitting people, but they can only hit a small number of people. Like, you know, maybe, you know, 1,000 raids across the whole fucking country. But then they're going to lose fucking people at each fucking encounter. And if we kill at least one apiece for the one of us they get, I want to get more. And some of us will get two or three or four or maybe five of them bastards. Soon they will run out of operatives and they'll have to send the Chinese over here, and then we'll show them that we know how to fucking kill in large groups too. Because they'll have to come in larger and larger groups. But there's still 390 million fucking square miles they have to occupy, and they fucking can't do it. We'll kill them all before they can fucking get close, and they know it. Their only chance, because of the divided military and the fact that they can't trust their own people, no more we can trust ours, is to get us to keg up. Now, up in Canada, you know, go ahead and keg up. What about it? They ain't got no fucking guns. And so they make this thing, and they act like they're going to, you know, and they push and shove a little bit, and then they finally give in. That's what we want to do. We'll even send a couple million fucking people in their cars too. We'll all go down there and fucking, we'll be in a big fucking goddamn convoy. And then they can then just four or five or six or eight of them, whatever it takes to deliver a tactical nuke, fucking kill fucking a couple of million, two or three million people with one shot and no casualties. Now that's what I'm looking at here. We do this, we're fucking fools. What we're doing is fucking working. Make them come to us and make it cost them. Every time they fucking encounter us, make it cost them. Make it cost them as dearly as you possibly can. But if you go for this shit right here, you're kegging up, you're making it so that a few can kill fucking tens of thousands to millions. I mean, at one time, there was a protest in Washington, D.C., where 2 million people showed up. Now, think if those people were held outside of Washington, D.C., far enough back from Washington, D.C., and that's where the roadblocks you'll want, that's where they'll be, far enough back till they could fire a tactical nuke into the middle of them, kill a couple million people without losing one fucking man, and you talk about terror, people be shitting themselves. Oh, I quit. I'm not gonna, I don't want to get nuked. They can't nuke the whole United States, people. They can't do
Henry?
It. Yes.
Hi, Henry. This is Galen.
Hi, Galen.
I just want to say those last few minutes of your summary, they kind of sent a chill up my spine because I didn't have that cognizance come to me about, oh, boy, they're trying to get us to gather in one place, and the consequences could be disastrous. So maybe you're the reincarnation of Sun Tzu, but that summary is amazing. And, you know, for me, the whole thing took a bad turn when I heard some of the videos from the organizers. The rhetoric was communistic,
yep.
And it was intimidating and controlling. And it was slick, the way they have the money management, and they had attorneys on board. So the whole thing is really looking sour right now. And the thing that is heartbreaking is I know in the midst of that whole phenomena are all these good people that just want their lives back and their livelihoods. So, but I am so glad you summarized because, yes, locally we do what we can, and that's how we're going to win it. And I believe we're going to win it, so I just want to say thank you and put my two cents in.
Well, thank you. And, I thought about this the whole weekend, and this is what I'm seeing here. You know, and the bottom line is, of the 40 million that are, I believe there's 40 million that are itching to get this shit over with. And they don't know who the majority of them are. And that, and the only chance they would have with a divided military, everybody would always thought, well, the military, the technology, they're going to get you. Well, the military is divided. And I think it's divided in our favor. So they ain't just going to have drones and jets. We're going to have drones and jets. And we're going to have goddamn everything that they have because you're going to have the military fighting the military. The communists fighting the goddamn American nationals that will not, are not going to go for this communist takeover of the United States of America. Yep.
And the other thing is that none of them are speaking about the Bill of Rights. They're talking about wanting their lives back, but they're completely ignoring our supreme law. And until that is part of it, we can't join anything because it's another detour.
Exactly. That's what I mean, just like the voting thing. People that, you know, people talking about voting. How can you, if you're a subject under the 14th Amendment, your property, has no say in anything. And they can't get that simple concept. Before you can elect, if you'd even want any kind of government, which I don't know what the hell we'd want it for, it's never been nothing but a detriment to us. It's never been nothing but a apparatus for the corporate welfare state. I mean, it's always hurt us all the way down the line. It's stolen from us. It's taken our rights away. It's taken our courts away. What the hell do we need it for? We don't. We need to get rid of it. That corporation has to fucking go. And so does that 14th Amendment has to go. Or else you do not have the authority to make a decision. You're a property. So you do not have the authority to make your decision of who you want or what you want. People have to understand that. We have to destroy this fucking unlawful corporation that has taken the place. Well, they sold us on a republic that wasn't a republic. I mean, the Constitution that never was. Because we the people never consented. We the people never gave our okay, said that, you know, we'll go along with that. They did it themselves. They built the whole government was built by the aristocrats without the participation of the people. The people never came into the equation until 1791 with the Bill of Rights, where we declared our jurisdictional authority over the whole United States, which nullified, you know, this whole idea of an attorney general's office and them being able to police us. That was never supposed to be able to police us. How can your servant police you? I mean, it's just these simple moronic ideas that people go along with. It just blows me away. But I would tell people,
I think that, you know, they put that 14th Amendment in there, which we know is the first place we see that in writing we are subjects,
yep.
You know, was that they know that owning one's own life is like the pearl of great price, and they have been lusting after that, trying to steal that, but they don't realize they can't steal it because it's reality, and you can't steal reality, that we are here in life, and we own our own life. And so they've got to be informed and dethroned.
Yeah, well, you know, our rights were won at the barrel of a gun. They were to be maintained at the barrel of a gun. We were told this is the change that will bind this government they created out of thin air. I mean, when you think about it, when you look at the Constitution stuff, it was created by the elitists out of thin air. The people were not participants. The people were participants in the creation of the Bill of Rights, because back then you did elect your officials, and they're the ones that ratified that document and made it law. It was law before it was ever attached to that fraudulent Constitution. And since the day it was put there, they've been trying to get rid of the son of a bitch, because, and it's more than just the fact that we, you know, we're on an equal par. That's what they cannot stand. Like the crown heads of, like me sitting here telling the Queen of England, you know, to shove her ass down a toilet. You know, they thought that a goddamn commoner, some son of a bitch, anybody could say that about the Queen. She's just another fucking human being. There's nothing special about those monarchs. They should have been crushed a long time ago. We are behind in our evolution, not crushing them, shit, 100 years ago. I mean, it's that simple. I mean, that's all you can say. But as far as this convoy, anybody that goes for this, I mean, it's just like out there at Mallard Refuge out in Burns. They were trying to get those 500 who stood the BLM down at Bunkerville. They were trying to get them in an open fire zone so they could kill them. Plain and simple. And that's what this shit's about right here. Go ahead, Misty.
Okay. Following where you're going with this.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I can see that. I mean, you know, we know how that works. When they get a group together, there's going to be something dirty going on all the time. Now, to go with that analogy that they would just, you know, nuke, you know, the people there, at the same time, if they did something like that, would it not wake the people up to where now it's in your face, the government? We already know they're trying to kill us. We know that. That's quite clear. But if they actually took a step and did that to the people, don't you think that it could, then it would kick off just a massive...
I don't know, Misty. Look at the people in this country. How much shit they have taken. And also, I mean, keep in mind, Joe Biden did say out of his own mouth he was get ready to use 3 nuclear devices. But 3 nuclear devices over 390 million square miles, I mean, you might, what are you going to shoot at 40 people? And now if you did that, your analogy would be correct. You would just piss the people off more, and they would go on the offensive, and a million snipers would start going after the head of the snake. But, I mean, I have this article here. I mean, and don't, and man, anybody that underestimates what these son of a bitches are capable of is a fool. I mean, how many times have you seen it in writing in the last year? We should kill all of the unvaxxed. I mean, saying it wide open. Now, here we have...
I agree.
Uh-huh.
I agree, but that's where I'm going with just my thought on this. And this is a great discussion. Thank you. But my thinking on if they did something like that, let's just say 50,000 truckers, just, and of course there's going to be, like you say, cars, there's going to be supporters, they're going to be. So you know, just guesstimate at, say, 100,000 people. I mean, if they were to up and drop a nuke on those people, what do you think the rest of America is going to think at that point?
Well,
we are at war. I mean, yes, we know it. The trenchers. There's a lot of people that understand this, and you know, but we do discuss these things. My point being, would that not be enough to for the people to go, God damn, now, come on.
Well,
now it's time.
Back in April 19th.
I think we're already there.
Yeah, back in April 19th, 1775, Lieutenant Colonel Francis Smith thought, I mean, it could go either way. I mean, he didn't even look at it going that way. He just thought if he came out and was so fucking brutal that the people would fold. And you and a tactical nuke, if you took out 100,000 people, how many across? I mean, we know our numbers and we know our people. We know our people aren't afraid to fight. But 100,000 in one shot, they didn't lose anybody. And how many are just going to shit their pants and say, there's nothing we can do, they're using nukes. But they don't understand that the reason the nuke worked is because they could get the people to keg up. If the people stay scattered over that 390 million square mile country, they stay scattered. I mean, a nuke is worthless. I mean, you're going to drop 390 million nukes? And if you do drop a nuke, you're not going to get 100,000 people. You're just going to, that will piss the people off. But it would, I think it would scare the hell out of so many fucking, a lot of people. It would be a toss up or whether they threw down their guns and said, no, just don't drop no more nukes on us. Not realizing that they were stupid enough to fall for the, what, I'm sure Sun Tzu would sit there and shake his fucking head at this one. You know, I mean, don't keg up. I mean, if you're fighting a guerrilla war, you do not keg up. That's the last fucking thing you want to do.
Otherwise, you're making their job easy for them. Yep. You know, you're just setting it all up. And also, they would twist it into something like it was self-defense against terroristic stuff. They would twist it. And so, you know, to me, to go there is to sacrifice, support going there would be to sacrifice good people.
I believe so.
I don't want to see them go there and do that because it's a setup.
And listen, and like you said earlier, Galen, there's not no talk about the Bill of Rights or the removal, the fact that this is a corporation doing this, the fact that it's international corporations. And I have this article right here. Mayor issues decree to shoot German vaccine critics. This is, I'm not shitting you. This is from, and these are all the same people. Don't forget it. These are international corporate mafia. This is from Free West Media, sent in by Misty. You know it. You sent it in. In order to ensure that the ban on assembly in Germany is observed, the use of direct coercion, i.e. physical violence, or the use of weapons have been ordered. After weighing up the conflicting interests, this is proportionate and necessary because there are no other means that would discourage potential anti-vaccine participants from walking the walking decree. They just want to walk down protesting. My tower just went crazy, man. This death penalty was imposed and signed by SPD Mayor Christoph Bolle, on January 26, 2022, and came into effect on January 28th. It is unclear whether and how the municipal council was involved in this in his decision. To date, there have been no large anti-vaccine walks in the insignificant town with around 30,000 inhabitants. The highest number of strolling participants seems to have been less than 150. The general decree from the Affendern was rightly alarmed. Twitter users with hundreds expressing their shock at the decree. Tens of thousands of people have been taking to the streets on Monday across Germany for weeks, protesting during walks, in quotation marks, walks. They're just walking. Against the COVID measures taken by the federal and state governments. Those who are not shot will be starved. The head of the German employment agency, Dietrich announced that if a general corona vaccination obligation is introduced, those who do not obey would see their benefits evaporate. Sheely told the newspaper, we as the federal agency must then also check whether a lack of vaccination leads to a blocking period. A blocking period means that an unemployed unvaccinated person will not receive unemployment benefits for a certain period of time. So here you have somebody, they've already done this in Germany. And don't say, well, this is the United States, because goddamn, we've seen what they've done here. They don't get, you think they won't kill you? I think they should push that button in a hot second. And I think they'd count on it scaring the rest of the people into submission.
And I think they use little towns like that. It's a very small town, and it's rural. I think they use them as little test cases to float those kind of threats out there and see what comes out of it, if the populace is saying, yeah, we need to get rid of those people, or if they're outraged. They test the waters that way.
Yep.
But to me, that guy, he put a bullseye on his own back, and he... That headline, I put this in the comments, but it really helped our cause out, because if this doesn't get people on red alert, I don't know what will.
I just want people to understand, you know, guerrilla warfare is not kegging up, and it's not like in Antietam, where thousands meet thousands, or tens of thousands meet tens of thousands on the battlefield. If they could, if there's any way they could get to keg up even 100,000, that would be, I mean, they're looking at, if they have to go to each place, a fortified position over a 390 million square mile country, and they're going to meet resistance at each place, and they're going to lose people at each place, it ain't going to take long till nobody's going to want to go to those places. And then the people go on the offensive, and they take the damn country back and get rid of these goddamn communists and these fascists in short order. But, I mean, to keg up, I mean, San Su would be, no, don't be stupid. Oh, man, I heard another fellow trying to get in there. Go ahead, brother.
Yeah, I was just going to say, in Germany and those other Western European countries, they've brought all of those fighting-age young men to act to enforce these fucking orders of shooting on sight or starving.
Well,
there's ample video evidence of these bastards in police uniforms beating the shit out of European women and the men just standing there.
Well, hell, there's evidence of it going on here. It's like you know, over 300...
Yeah, of course.
Go ahead, sorry.
No, I was going to say, of course, what I'm saying as far as getting it started in Germany, I can see that making sense with them trying to do something there first, because they seem very defeated, as do we here, to be honest.
Mm-hmm. To be honest, yes. But we do have the guns, and to try and do, you know, I'd like to see this thing happen in Canada. I thought about it and looked at it and thought it and looked at it, and I said, well, fuck, you know, when they get there, the Canadians actually, I mean, they tried to call them a fringe group, and they're definitely not a fringe group. It's got to be the majority of the population, but they're of no danger to them. They're unarmed. I mean, they could come in with a quarter of the number of the people and wipe their asses out. The Queen could send the Queen's Guard over here, you know, a couple hundred thousand troops with gun, automatic machine guns, and, you know, 30-round clips, 70-round drums, and just fucking mow their ass down. So the only thing I can see happening here is, okay, so they block it, and they're doing it so that these fuckers will do it over here in the United States, because they want to keg us up. We have guns. We can hurt them. We can destroy them, and they know it. And they know they're on the brink of destruction. They are desperate enough, I believe, to do this. And because of the people who are involved that I've looked at, you know, I've seen who's been doing the writing and who's been organizing and all this shit, I fucking see it just like I seen it at Mallard, man. This is a goddamn setup, in my opinion. I mean, I guess we'll have to see. But I ain't going along with it.
What I don't understand, why protest? Just do your job.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
No, that's, you're right, man. I mean, they did this whole thing. I mean, it's too orchestrated. You don't pull something off this fucking easy and have it, you know, with this kind of success with the movement of the trucks and what might have you. They would be trying to stop it all along the way. They say they threw nails in the road and shit, but I see it just going straight to Ottawa. And then if I see the, in Ottawa that they, you know, they drop the mandate and let the trucks come back across the border, if they try that shit here, they're trying to keg us up. That's all there is to it. Because, I mean, rather than have to fight in a 2 million different fucking engagements and lose people, if they could just kill 100,000 and not lose one person, And a goddamn tactical nuke will put the fear of God in people, man. And you know, they shot one, they'd shoot another, but you gotta remember this is 390 million square fucking miles. As long as we stay scattered, they can't kill more than a handful. If they can't use nukes, they'd be just like using a regular fucking bomb, it'd be a waste. And they'd kill their own people because they're amongst us. So, I mean, anyway,
that's... There's never been a trucker strike that has accomplished anything.
No, sir, there has not. And then, like I said, this looks orchestrated. Remember the last one, somebody stole $20,000 or so? I mean, it was so goofy. But, a trucker strike, I mean, all I can see it being from my analogy, it's just my analogy, but goddamn, this is what it looks like to me. If I was on the other side, I was facing that many opponents, I mean, the largest army on earth, scattered over 390 million square miles, I would want to, you'd have to get them together. I mean, and especially if your army's divided and you can't fucking trust your own goddamn military. Like, well, just like we can't, you know, trust anybody in our side. Now we're equal. But we got, I say over the half of the military is for us. That means half the jets are going to be dropping bombs on your ass. And we outnumber you 1,000 to 1. Our strategy is working. That's why they got to try and keg us up and kill us, I think. At any rate, let's take a break.
Henry?
Yes, go ahead first. Go ahead.
Just a quick question. You know, when you talk about that, the difference is that we're armed and they're not armed.
Yep.
So what I hear in their speaking is they think of their weaponry as the disruption of the supply chains and the shelves being empty. And so how does that play in terms of what would be achieved through that?
Hell, you've seen in this article I just read, they said, or starve them. I mean, it's like when this whole thing happened, oh, God, people are going to starve. Well, yeah, they're going to starve anyway. Because the Zionist Jews have put people in the key positions in the transportation hub. I drove truck for some years, you know. I know how it all works out there. And, you know, like down there in L.A., what they won't tell you about L.A., and I've been in that port, that very fucking port. You drive out there, you're on Chinese fucking property. And the bottom line is that they passed that law. Well, it ain't a law. Their policy, I mean, it's treason. It ain't a law. But if you have a truck that's over 3 years old, you can't take it into California. Because they put this emissions law in place. That's what caused the bottleneck. That's why your stores have empty shelves. They did it on purpose. They want, they're trying, it's looking like the old Soviet Union. And that's what that son of a bitch over there on Arby, and what the hell was his name? When I broadcast over there, he
Stat
was.
Miller?
Huh?
Stat Miller.
Stat, no, that was.
Stat.
No, that wasn't RBN. I'm trying to think of his name. But Laura knows what? It was, no, what's the other station that I did? No, the other one. The first one. Maybe it was John Statmiller. It is John Statmiller, now that I think about it. And I forgot what I was even talking about. But when I was over there, one of the people that broadcasted there, I can't think of his name. What was that guy? You know, the guy where he was on his site and then Rivera, yeah. Huh?
Michael Rivera.
Back then, that's shit, that's 10 years ago, guys. He was saying that the whole idea here was we were going to be put in the same condition as the Soviet Union. I mean, as Russia. Because the Soviet Union was gone, but we were going to be brought down to the level of Russians. And he was excited about it. He'd worked in Hollywood. He was a piece of shit. But I mean, and that's what I see happening here. I mean, they're trying to deprive us, get us used to deprivation in the richest land on the earth, the richest place on planet Earth. And go ahead.
You can't walk on the public lands because it belongs to China too.
Exactly. But, I mean, that's exactly what I see here. They want us to get used to deprivation, and we're not going to do that. Our country is a country of a plenty. All we have to do is throw all the goddamn foreigners out, tell the United Nations, all the rest of the goddamn world, fuck off or we'll unleash our nukes on you, and just start up our industry like it was back. I mean, we were doing fine. Why would we go to an international You know, like the National Trade Organization, international trade, so that if something fucks up somewhere else, we suffer. Why would we have ever done that? We were number one when they did it. Why, everybody wanted our cars. Everybody, if you wanted a job, man, you had a job, and it was a good paying job. You could raise a family on it. Why did they do it? And it's like I talk about this federal government with this constitution. Why, what did we ever fucking need them for? All they have done is cause us fucking heartache and pain and taken and stolen from us. At any rate, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:50 Pacific Time. And that was Hogjaw Would Get Some. And I mean, if you got, again, you know, I'm going to say, you know, you got, think about your, you know, you got a grassy yard and you're, you know, out in the middle of nowhere, or maybe you got a few neighbors that were, are within a half a mile, what might have you, and kids come in and say, there's a rattlesnake out in the yard. Now, do you go out there and do you shoo it away, or do you kill that son of a bitch? Now, what? Then you look around and you see that, oh, there's a lot of gophers running around out there in the grass outside. My grass is too tall to start with. I better mow this goddamn lawn. And I mow that lawn, and then you, if you're smart, you'll get a group of people together and you'll have yourself a rattlesnake hunt. And if you find a whole little den of them, you'll pour kerosene on them and light them on fire. And you get rid of all the squirrels, all the incentive for the snake to even come close to your property. And you will be going out there before your kids go out there and making sure there ain't no snakes and watching them to make sure no snakes come back. But if you just shoo that snake away and then let your kids go back out there, you don't do anything else about it. You're asking that, you know, you're not solving any kind of fucking problem. And as far as this thing with the truckers, now if they do tell those truckers that they can cross the border, that's why they made the United States. See, they put the law in place too at the same time that Canada did. So even if Canada, they do say the Canadians drop their mandate, they're still not going to be able to cross until the Americans say yes. And so that's what makes me think again that they're trying to force this shit to happen here to keg the fucking people up. Because if the trucks do get to come across, it's a good thing for us. And we're getting product again. Our shelves are filling up. And I can't see them letting that happen. Anyways, and you know, I'm looking, it's the guns. We got the guns. We got the goddamn, it's not just guns, it's arsenals. We have arsenals in this country. We have enough people in this country that are fucking armed to the teeth to take over the whole goddamn planet. They know it. And they're scared shitless. That's why I think they would do exactly what I, you know, what I said. If they could keg enough people up, they would fucking drop a tactical nuke because they can't trust the military to take them on, and they'd lose people. If they did, like just like up in Canada, I mean, are they going to, you know, bring in forces and force the people back? Why? They're really no threat. I mean, they can block a road, but they got no guns. They ain't going to fucking kill you. They're not going to bring down the British Empire. But I guess that'll be up to the Queen. But, you know, I have this article here. Chuck Schumer announces $1.5 billion for Interstate Gun Task Force. Now, see, all this shit's designed to scare. I don't care. We outnumber you 1,000 to 1. And you, when these fuckers come, we're still going to outnumber you 1,000 to 1. And the people have fortified. And the people are not going for this goddamn, allowing a command structure that could be corrupted, a command structure that, you know, sends you into a ambush or what might have you and actually be helping the enemy. I mean, we stay as individuals or small groups that can absolutely trust each other, that's when we're the most dangerous because we're scattered over 390 million square miles. So if 40 million of us even come after you, that's 40 million coming from 40 million different directions with 40 million different agendas. That's 40 million individuals. And I mean, if we came after them, I mean, shit, you know, not as a goddamn army, but as just, you know, small groups and individuals, and take that head right out that snake. There ain't that goddamn many of them that are doing this to us. And they would have to, I guarantee you, it'd be a fast move to try to bring the fucking Chinese in here to fucking, as United Nations, to try to take us on. But again, we're scattered. And they could send bigger groups, but that's when we start blowing mountains down on them. This is our goddamn terrain. This is our home. We know every fucking inch of it. And they would lose, and it would get down to the point to where if you were a Chinaman getting sent to the United States, it'd be like back in the day, a German getting sent to Stalingrad. You wouldn't want to fucking go because everybody would be fucking killing you. And if we stick with what we're doing, I think I don't think there's any other way, because I mean they have worked for fucking 100 years to get into this position, and then it's fallen apart on them because of the internet and the people finding out the truth. The truth is that, you know, we're the fucking authority in this country, and you're in violation of the fucking law, and you're trying to goddamn subjugate and enslave us and you're trying to get rid of our Bill of Rights so you can have a one world order, a one world bank. And then send the Chinese in to fucking chastise us and put us in our goddamn place. Send the motherfuckers. We'll fucking plant them like corn. Anyway, Henry? Yes, go ahead.
Okay, well, okay. I'm following where you're going with this side of it. At the same time, okay, you're right. If the Canadians, you know, just bow down and go, okay, we're not going to enforce this.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with what you're saying. Because then they would have to stop it here.
Yep.
I agree. Okay. Yet, we are still looking at the fact that these trucks are not going to continue to move in America if they don't take that shot. If they refuse to take it, then you're still looking at the scenario that the groceries aren't getting there, products ain't getting there. I don't think the American side of this are just going to say, okay, fine, give me the death shot. You see what I'm saying? So either way, we're still looking at...
They're going to starve us. Make no mistake.
Starve us out.
They're going to try to starve us out.
I follow you on that.
But the Chinese, I mean, they bought up so much of our growing land and stuff, they have to ship it. And small groups can take the shipments. I mean, you know, in each part of this 390 million square mile country, you're going to have to move it to the ports.
But who are they going to get to drive the trucks?
Exactly. People are going to starve no matter what, because we've been so negligent for so long. But we're going to lose far less people. I mean, if all those trucks stop right where they're at right now, I mean, even you know, if they all kegged up down there in Washington, D.C., it's going to stop anyway. They're going to, if they hit it with a nuke, they ain't going to be moving shit. It'll be like Lexington and Concord. Are the people going to shit their pants and give up? Or are they going to fucking get mad and fight? Because you're talking a nuclear fucking bomb.
And I'm following you on that. And I agree with your scenario about, you know, yeah, that might be enough to make the people just, you know, freak out. At the same time, I still have to say, I don't think they would. I know it was said. I can't see them doing that for the simple fact they want this fucking land. If they drop a nuke, okay. It's not just going to cordon itself just to that area.
And tactical
so
nuke,
you're
Will.
Talking about it going all over the states into God knows where.
No, a tactical nuke would. I'm not talking about like a hydrogen bomb. I'm talking about tactical nuclear devices. And you could take out 100,000 people and not destroy that much of the infrastructure or anything.
I guess I need to read up on that because I don't understand. I guess, honestly, I'll be honest, I didn't know there was any difference.
Oh, yeah. There has been for a long time.
They
have.
They did at 9/11.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, okay.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah. 9/11 was also wired, set up for that.
Yeah, but a tactical nuke, I mean, they're made for field battle. For if you could get an army in place, say you got a 20, 30,000 man army attacking you, you two or three tactical nukes and you got nothing attacking you, but a handful. And it's going to drop, I guarantee it's going to stop what's coming at you. And he did say he was willing to drop three nukes. He's not talking about three hydrogen bombs.
Okay.
He's talking about tactical nuclear devices. And it would take out 100,000. And the people that are going to be there aren't going to be our enemy. They're going to be the people who are, you know, who want their liberty back but don't even know what the hell it is. But they, you know, they want to be left alone. They want their freedom. But they're going to be kegged up together. And you're mostly going to get them.
I agree with that. You know, I mean, I don't know. I guess now my mind just goes to it almost, if it plays out and they don't do this, I mean, it would appear that to them, mm-hmm. that they have succeeded.
Yep.
And no one has even, you know, the only thing that the people have done is said, okay, piss on it. I guess I'll lose my job. I'll find something else, but I ain't taking your shot. And then they're looking at it on their side as, you know, we succeeded in this.
Well, yeah, but even if they do succeed and they drop the mandate in Canada, the mandate's still here in the United States. They didn't gain. They didn't gain shit.
And that's what I'm. Go ahead.
They didn't gain shit. That's all I'm saying. They would have gained
nothing.
They're
going to definitely. They're going to gain if the truckers just go piss on it. So it's like a win-win for them, unless I'm missing something. You know me. I can take criticism. I can take anything.
If they win and the Canadian government says, okay, we dropped the mandate for our trucks to cross
I'm
into the
United States. Us.
Us, yeah. But then when the Canadian trucks still can't cross in because America has the same mandate. Now, mm-hmm. if the truckers in the United States, think how this is working now. Then all that's in the way of the trucks coming across is the truckers in the United States doing the same thing. Only difference is the Canadians have no weapons. They're not a threat. This could be a chum.
It goes
chumming
down
us into
Canadians
it.
Canadians can't cross the border, uh-huh. and Americans are going piss on it. We're not going to take a shot. Mm-hmm. So then we're not going to drive.
Yep.
So. If you look at it at that scenario, it is a win for these fuckers that are there because they've succeeded.
Yeah, but if the people stop the trucks right where they're at right now, mm-hmm. okay, they can't destroy. It's 20,000 trucks, 50,000 trucks. They can't destroy them with one shot. They can't mm-hmm. destroy them. It's just like us, the people, spread out across the whole country. You ain't going to have 50,000 tactical nukes to destroy one fucking truck. And you're not going to destroy one or two or three if they're parked all over the United States of America. So if we hold our grounds, we're winning.
It's still going to stop. I know we are, Henry, but it's still going to stop the goods being transported to where they need to go.
They aim to do it anyway, Misty.
Okay.
You know they do.
I mean, I agree with that.
Yep.
I'm just, here I am, and I think like everybody else, you know, we're just trying to figure out the next move, how this, and I kind of agree with you now on that, is, yeah, that makes sense, get them all together. You know, we've seen that before, you know.
All I can tell you about
like
is this.
It's a screwed up situation either way. Fuck Canada. I'm not talking about Canada. I'm talking about us.
Cool. But the war we have to fight here is a guerrilla war. A guerrilla war you do not keg up. And small groups and sometimes a bunch of small groups getting together to hit a bigger target. But they have to come, they have to send numbers after each group. You see, and they're going to take casualties, and we outnumber them 1,000 to 1. So if, you know, it's a straight up fight, they've already fucking lost. And they will call in the UN, and we're going to have to kill some goddamn Chinese. We're going to have to probably a million of them. I think that's what they had that whole generation where they killed all the girls and just left the boys. And they're going to tell them, you go in there and take it, and it's going to be ours. It'll be your, you can have land, you can have their women. They're going to make the offer to them. And when they come here, that's when we're going to have to get real creative. But I mean, a handful of people can destroy, when I'm talking with tactical nuke. Go ahead.
That's something worth fighting for now.
Yep, exactly. But a handful can destroy 100,000. Probably five people because they have control of the tactical nukes could destroy 100,000. We can't let that happen. When they come after us, their casualties have to at least be 1 to 1, and with that still leaves 900 of us to survive to their to the for the one that they lost. You know what I'm saying? So we win.
Hey, Henry?
Yes, sir.
How you doing, Henry? So,
well,
okay, so I got in late, but my question to, so what I think I'm hearing is, regardless of what's going on in Canada with the truckers over there,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't mean anything, like you said, I agree, because we still have the mandates here, which stop, you know, the shipments coming in regardless,
right.
from either side, north or south.
Right.
But, and then the people you're talking about, like, so, like, if we're going to do guerrilla tactics, who do we do it against? That's because, like, again, the example of Concord and Lexington, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're in a different time. It, the way I look at it, we're in a very different time.
Yes,
like, back then, you had people who were aware of things. They
mm-hmm.
saw what was going on firsthand. They had to deal with it firsthand.
Yep.
You know, today, you have people living very comfortable lives. You have people who are so far removed from any of the, you know, information, and they don't see it for what it is. You know, and you got generations of people being bred to think very differently. You know, these are the indoctrination camps we call schools. That's
okay.
why I said, like, a few times, like, the people that are going to be the biggest threat to us are the people around us.
Yep.
Because they're not going to look at it that way. They're not going to look at it as we're trying to give, you know, fight for freedom. They're going to look at it as we are, you know, trying to take away their comfort. They're going to look at it and be told that we're, you know, we're the enemy to them. So
well, they can say what they want, but we have the law in our hands. We can read them the fucking law. All we're doing is enforcing the law. These people are invaders. They are occupiers. And there's only about 700 that are really given the orders here. Now, 700, if you sent, just a million snipers, million dudes that could shoot 1,000 yards. And nobody knew, nobody knows them. There's so many, most of our people, are unknown to the enemy. They don't know who they are. That's why they got like this other article I got here talking about, you know, rat on your parents. If you see them, you know, they're saying goodbye or something. I just think a million of them going out on 700 targets. And you take those targets out, and then what? Then they're left with nobody to even tell them what to fucking do. And then when you start hurting them that way, they'll start fleeing the United States of America, I guarantee you. And then you come after you've, you know, gotten rid of the real threat. Once you take back that nuclear arsenal, you fucking have already won. Once we have our nuclear arsenal in the hands of we the people, the jurisdictional authority of this fucking country, we've won. Because then we can go and we can get a big group together and we can just fucking send lead flying until we've ran every son of a bitch out of this country that ain't supposed to be here. And then we can use those nuclear weapons that we have enough to destroy this planet three times over. And we can tell the son of a bitches where, you know, whatever country they flee to, we want our wealth back. We've went through the books. You've got this much of our fucking gold. You got these pricks here delivering them up in 72 hours and we're sending an ICBM your way. And if we fucking mean it, we win. And the first war, the uprising, the people put their liberty above their lives. And we have to be that goddamn hard-headed about it and that stubborn about it. I'd rather blow the whole goddamn planet up than serve as a slave on it. I would. And once they understand that we're not fucking around, you want to blow the whole world up and nobody fucking lives? You and your pile of gold's worthless. It's just a hunk of melted fucking rock. It's worthless to anybody because there ain't nobody for it to be worth anything to.
Off the welfare
Henry, check. A lot of times when you bring that up, taking back the nuclear arsenal, I go into a mindset, well, how does that happen? What are the logistics? I myself don't exactly know how to do that in the physical sense. So, and then I play it out, and it would have to be, you know, getting the experts or those that understand that technology on the side of the law. And having them, you know, making sure that that is in the right hands. And, you know, that brings us back to we just have to keep informing everyone we
exactly.
can that the enemy is at the door. There is an inevitable fight and probability of starvation. And I think one of the things that happens is people get afraid of the whole thing crumbling, the whole system, and they can't entertain any kind of mindset of, you know, living without a hierarchical structure.
Just never forget that it was 3% that did it the first time. And among the people who know where those, how the arsenals are, how they work, and how to gain control of them, just like the split in the army. There's a split in them, too, and I think the split's in our favor.
Yeah.
That's why they're so goddamn desperate that they would try something like this.
Yeah. Not one person, if I understand that correctly, it's not just the head CEO, Biden bobblehead, that has access. There are more people than him that have access to those nuclear weapons.
Well, they got the two keys. There's two people that have to... turn the keys simultaneously in the silos to, before they can unleash a nuclear bomb. But these tactical nukes might be a whole different story, because these are actually were made to use on the battlefield. So I don't know the aspects of it. I know it belongs to us, and I know that the people that are running it, running the, you know, the silos and what might have you, or those nuclear submarines, they're going to be split too. That's what it's coming down to, is that they know they can't whip us, because they do not have a consolidated faggot, transgender queer army that will do exactly what they say. I think over half of the people in that goddamn army that are Americans will turn on them. And I think they know it. They can't trust them. So that's why they have to try something like this. We're only five people. I mean, like, we're talking small groups, like we're talking about, scattered over this country. It would have to be a small group that, you know, could get them to keg, get the people to, 100,000, 200,000, whatever. 2 million showed up at that march in Washington, D.C. that time. Think if 2 million showed up for this thing here and they put a tactical nuke right in the middle of them. What a coup, huh? You killed 2 million of freedom fighters, and the most serious are the people. I mean, people be going because they're goddamn serious about this. These are the people that would fight you, and you just fucking blew 2 million of them up, and you didn't lose one guy.
I think that all the military took the shot.
Yeah. No, well, no, man.
No, not all.
No, no. They keep lines, changing the numbers. They said 60%. I've even seen as low as 30%. And then you know they're lying about the numbers, Charlie. I mean, that, what is this, Tom Rentz? You see that video where he came out and he was calling Fossey a murderer? And, I mean, he put the numbers on the screen, that video. That, I mean, you look at those numbers there and see if you can trust any goddamn number they put out. Because I don't believe it. They wouldn't be this scared if they had what they claim they have, and they don't.
Discharged
or not, I bet they can still fly a plane or a helicopter, you know, and it's just taking the planes. And when you got that guy in the cockpit, I mean, if he kept his fucking mouth shut of that F-16 or that goddamn B-1 bomber, if he kept his mouth shut, who's going to tell where he drops that goddamn bomb? That's what they can't count on. They can't count on the military because they see that it is communism, and there's just the people that join the military, man. You think about these kids going, like I said, they don't have a clue of what they're swearing into when they swear up to that Constitution. They've never read the son of a bitch. They're thinking about mom and dad and apple pie and goddamn, man, I would die for my country. I'm so proud of myself. And then they find this shit out. And so they are divided. And when you take off in that fucking plane, who says where you're going to land, the son of a bitch? And if there's 10 of you in 10 planes, and then let them come after you, and then, I mean, you're going to die, they're going to die. That's what war is. But I believe that we so well fucking outnumber them, and I believe the military is divided, and I believe that this is a desperate fucking measure they're trying to going to take here.
Go ahead, Charlie.
I'm sorry. My son-in-law, he's in Iraq, and he was a couple of months ago the last one that didn't have the vaccination, and he's a diesel mechanic, and he was standing, but I don't think he was successful.
Well, I don't care if they leave the military. It's not like we have a shortage of guns to put in their hands or other weapons, artillery, tanks. I mean, you'd be surprised what's in this guy. This is why they haven't done it. If they could have did it, they would have already done it. I keep telling you that. If they could have done it, they would.
I think they're flushing out the people on our side.
Yeah, I think that they've gotten so desperate that they're going to try what this goddamn Francis, what was his name here? Francis Smith is going to try. They're going to try, you know, just like I said, a real big, nasty, fucking like a nuke strike, you know, and kill, if they could kill a couple million people with one hit like that and think they're going to scare the rest of the people shitless. And see, they have to draw the people from that 390 square million miles to come into one fucking place to, so that this would work with just four or five people. Because that's all they can trust.
And then they say the Russians or the Arabs did it or some shit.
Exactly. No, I mean, goddamn Biden, he came up on television and said he was ready to drop three fucking nuclear bombs on the inside the United States of America. He said it.
Yeah, I know.
And, hey, and let me bring up, too, another aspect of this. Henry, I know you're way over, but when you think about the fact of the military,
yeah.
How many people live on the military base itself?
Yep.
Now, that is when I can flip it and I can go, okay, yeah, there are more people that are on that base that could really overthrow that base.
That's why they don't let them have guns. You know, they can't have, if you're on a military base, you can't have private firearms. You have to live off base before you can own your own private firearms right now.
Yes, I understand that. But at the same time, coming in and coming out, at the same time, the people on the military base, they're being trained.
Yep.
They have access to all the weapons on that base, certain platoon. That's where I'm going with this aspect of it. You hear me? And the people on the military bases, and you have high-ranking to, you know, infantry that are on the bases. And if something like this went down, and like you say, Henry, if you're saying, okay, there's probably a 50-50 split, I think it's more, truly.
I think it's more, too.
Yeah, on our side.
Yeah,
I believe it's more.
Yes.
But that's where I'm going with this, is that they're already there.
Yep.
They do have access to a lot of this equipment.
And this is why, if you're thinking strategically, you'd want to have only four or five people involved in the murder of 2 million. If you could kill 2 million and not lose one person, man, think about that. And then, because you did use a goddamn tactical nuke, I mean, that's scary shit. With the people, I mean, it's just like this fellow Smith, he thought that if he went out and terrorized, it would be enough to scare the people into just folding their hand. I don't think it would. If just one, but I mean, shit, this is what this looks like to me. Because like we said, even if they, you know, the Canucks up there, if they're, if Trudeau says, okay, I dropped the mandate, it don't fucking matter. It's still a mandate inside the United States. They're trying to, it's like a chum the fucking goddamn, the same thing to happen here, only instead of them coming and going, oh, okay, we're going to drop the thing, they drop a goddamn nuclear bomb on you.
Well, maybe, Henry, maybe, now that you've had this discussion, and maybe that was the whole plan.
I don't know. I'm just telling you, the way looking at it strategically, it makes
Canada
sense.
To do their thing, and then the American truckers and whoever else support this, maybe you're right about that.
A guerrilla war, you do not keg your people up, plain and simple. That's basic.
Henry, one last thing.
Yes, ma'am.
When we talk about that divide and the split, you know, amongst those who are on the right side and then the other side, I think it simplifies when we say who's for the Bill of Rights, individual
yes.
rights, and who's not advancing that. And that is, for me today, the litmus test.
Yep.
Because if that's not
advance like you do every day, then they're not with us. They're still playing some kind of detour.
There's no fence to walk anymore. It's one side or the other, plain and simple.
Yeah.
The South should have fought in guerrilla war.
Yes, they should have.
In fact, I still haven't given up.
Well, don't you give up, Charlie. Anyways, we're about 20 over, man, and we'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast. And I don't know. Think about it. I mean, I personally, I wouldn't go near it, what they're trying to do here. If you see the Canadians, I mean, we got to see how they react when they get to Ottawa. If they give in to them and say, well, yeah, you can go, but now you can't go because the Americans have the mandate, and then the American truckers go do this, I'm going to keep getting more suspicious of that. What I think is happening, because it will keg people up, and you don't keg people up. We're at war. We're in a guerrilla war right now, and kegging people up is not something you do in a guerrilla war. And that being said, that's the word from the trenches.